بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us a lesson through this chapter concerning two disbelieving tribes, in where the Holy Quran says, Bismillahi rahmani rahim, alhaakumut takathur. Vying for increase has distracted you. Alhaakum comes from the word lahu, which means a distraction or amusement, in which a person becomes so heedless of more important things in life and forget the blessings Allah has given them. The word takathur means vying and boasting a lot, as if it's a competition. So the verse is saying that these distractions have occupied you so much and made you heedless of more important things in life. What were these tribes distracted with? Rather than focusing on Allah and the hereafter, these tribes would busy themselves against each other in a competition. They would show pride and brag about how many people and possessions they had in their tribe. So for example, one tribe would say, I got 10,000 members, and the other tribe would say, I got 12,000. To increase the number, they would go and count the children from each member. Still not satisfied, they would go and count the friends of these members to increase the numbers. They would start counting how much land they have, how much wealth they have. So distracted that the next verse says, Hatta zurtumul maqabir, until you visit the graves. One of the meanings of this verse is that they kept on boasting to each other who has more, to the extent that they even visited the graves of their ancestors to count their numbers, to add them to the list. Another meaning is until you end up in your graves, i.e. death. So the verse is saying, you waste your time boasting and vying with pride so much that it will continue until you die. The next verse says, Kalla sawfa ta'lamun. No, indeed, you will soon come to know. They will come to know that there is a hereafter, but they distracted themselves on the wrong things. People are sleeping. When they die, they wake up. They will realize all this boasting and vying was a complete waste of time and wish they can come back and fix it. The next verse says, ثُمَّ كَلَّا سَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ. Again, no, indeed, you will soon come to know. Why is this verse mentioned twice? Apart from the emphasis saying that you would definitely come to know about Allah and the hereafter, the first verse refers to the realization in the grave, i.e. the world of Barzakh. The second verse refers to the realization when you come out of Barzakh in the hereafter, the Day of Judgment. The next verse says, كَلَّا لَوْ تَعْلَمُونَ عِلْمَ الْيَقِينَ. No, indeed, if only you had the knowledge of certainty. The word yaqeen means you are absolutely certain about something and it has levels. The first level is ilm al-yaqeen, certainty based on knowledge. For example, you saw smoke. Out of this knowledge, you were certain there is a fire, but you haven't seen the fire yet. The second level is ayn al-yaqeen, certainty based on seeing. First you saw the smoke, which indicated the fire. But now you have seen the fire with your own eyes. Now you are even more certain that there is a fire. The third level is haqqul yaqeen, certainty based on truth, which means realization. You have all this knowledge about the fire, and you saw it with your own eyes. But now you personally experienced it by touching the fire and feeling the heat of it. So the verse indicates you were so distracted in unnecessary things as proud people. If you had belief in the hereafter and you recognized it with ilm al-yaqeen, you would never regret and waste your time on such things. The next verse says, لَتَرَوُنَّ الْجَحِيمِ. You will certainly see the fire of hell. Jahim is one of the names or levels of hell and is extremely hot. So the verse is saying, if you had ilm al-yaqeen, the knowledge of certainty, you would have understood that in the hereafter there is accountability and that you would see the fire of hell in the future. Then you would have stayed away from these distractions. The next verse says, ثُمَّ لَتَرَوُنَّهَا عَيْنَ الْيَقِينَ. Again, you will surely see it with the eye of certainty. Before, you may have had ilm al-yaqeen, knowledge of the hell, but didn't physically see it. But when you die, you will have ayn al-yaqeen, a higher degree of certainty, meaning you will clearly see it with your eyes and be completely certain about it, and nothing can take that proof away from you. The next verse says, ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. Then certainly you will be questioned about the blessings of Allah. What is this na'im, these blessings we will be asked about? Some have said it has to do with all the bounties in life. Where did you get your food and drink from? Did you earn it lawfully? How did you earn your wealth and spend it? How did you use your eyesight, your ears? Every blessing will be accounted for. Once Abu Hanifa asked Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam about the meaning of this verse. What is this na'im? Imam al-Sadiq returned the question and said to Abu Hanifa, what do you think a na'im means? Abu Hanifa said, it means food and water. Imam al-Sadiq replied, if God were to ask you about every single bite of food and every single sip you have taken, then you would have to stand there for a very long time. The blessing, Al-Na'im, here refers to us, Ahlul Bayt. This is the blessing that God will question you about. That is the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his Ahlul Bayt, alayhum assalam. The word Na'im has a very vast sense, and it covers all the blessings we earned in this life, and we will be questioned about it. But more importantly, the blessings of faith, obedience to the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt, and so on, will also be questioned. So this surah warns of the dangers of heedlessness of the hereafter, which results from one focusing only on worldly gains. These people are driven by greed, live for the moment, and devote all their energy and resources to this material world, and their aim in life is only to compete against one another, bragging and boasting about how much wealth or power they have until they die. However, they seem to overlook the fact that the grave is but a temporary stay. It is a bridge to another life of accountability, judgment, and punishment or reward. All the wealth and power we have are all blessings from Allah and should be used in the right way by preparing for the hereafter. For each one of these blessings and comforts, we will surely be called to account on the Day of Judgment.